Welcome to the Master Miranda Show. Thank you for listening. I had so much fun this past week just talking to people that I haven't heard from in a while. Students, family, friends. It was so cool to just hear them talk about the podcast and have their support. And so I just want to shout out all of those people and say thank you. There was a ton of you that reached out, and you know, it's amazing. I feel so loved to have so much support, and it was really cool to just be able to walk around and have people come up to me, you know, at work, in the community, and just talk about the podcast, and or even just say, hey, I listened to it. And so it was really, really cool experience, really neat for me. You know, the other funny thing is actually being called master outside of teaching. Normally my students were the only ones that call me that. A few have started to call me that now. I don't know, just maybe, you know, poking fun at me a little bit, but I don't mind. But I've had a few people, you know, like picking my kids up from school and stuff like that, call me master. And it threw me off a little bit because I wasn't expecting them to say that. You know, and it's a little weird again, like, you know, it started as a joke. But, you know, to be called master, or the first thought that comes to my mind is always like a kung fu master, you know, a master or a sensei. And it's just funny to me because, you know, I'm Asian, but I don't know kung fu or any kind of martial arts at all. You know, other than like the three free classes that I took as a kid, which is also a funny story, because if you've ever gone to like a Subway or maybe Capriotti's or something like that, they always have those, you know, fill this out and win a free class or something like that. And, you know, it's just advertisement for places like Karate for Kids or whatever to get you in and then hopefully hook you in so that you can start taking karate classes, you know, because you want to do it so much that your parents would give in and you know, sign you up for karate. And so, you know, I put my name in once. You know, this was after I put a bunch of fake names and stuff like that, like Amanda Hug and Kiss. But I put my name in once, and I finally won a free lesson. And they ended up, when I got there, like, oh, you get three free lessons. And so I thought, you know, I was like, sweet, this is awesome. I won one. Now I'm getting three, you know, and after that third lesson, you know, they give my mom the whole spiel, and that was it. I didn't take any more classes, and then I won like one more free class because my friends took karate, and I remember I used to skateboard, and the sensei was like, hey, if you can do this trick, I'll give you a free lesson, sure enough, I landed the trick and I got a free lesson. So it was pretty cool. But that's all I know. I know the basics. I'm a white belt in karate. And I've got the gi and the belt to prove it. But somewhere hidden in my, you know, old chest full of stuff in the garage, probably packed somewhere. But yeah, that's as far as I ever gotten. So to be called master, is always just a little bit funny to me. And so, but yeah, so, you know, it's December now, it's Christmas time. And so we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas. But we'll talk about Christmas right after this break.
Hey, it's Leigh with Color Street. If you or anyone you know still polishes your nails with nail polish, I would love to introduce you to Nail Polish Strips. They have no dry time, no smudges, and no streaks. For more information, visit my page at www.mycolorstreet.com lilay, or add me on Facebook or Instagram under Lay Miranda.
Hello again, it's the Master, and so now we're going to talk about Christmas. It's December. Well, by the time you hear this, it'll be, what, December 3rd or 4th, something like that. So just early in December, but it's Christmas time, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. People are happier, they're more friendly, usually, unless you're buying that toy or something that they really want, but it's the last one at the store. But that's why we have Amazon, right? So, Christmas time, you know, it's a great time. I love Christmas because I get to break out my Christmas wardrobe, right? So, way back when I first got married, my wife and I wanted to take family pictures, and I told her that we should wear ugly sweaters. And she laughed, and she just thought I was a little bit crazy. But, you know, she came around to it, and it was a good idea. And so we went to, I remember that year, it was probably back in 2006, 2007, something like that. You know, you had to go to like a Goodwill or Salvation Army, and we spent a couple hours, maybe even a couple days, looking for ugly sweaters that we could wear. And they were pretty bad sweaters. They were itchy, they were like wool or just really bad material, and it's, you know, like, we always laugh because we're like, oh, this is something that, like, our grandparents would wear, and we were wearing them, and we had two kids at the time, and we made them wear ugly-ish sweaters as well, you know, just that the pattern of them and stuff like that, and but it ended up being a really good Christmas card, and people laughed because they're like, oh, my gosh, can't believe you're wearing these sweaters. But, you know, now you go online, you go to a store, and there's ugly sweaters everywhere. The problem is that they're not ugly anymore, right? They're all like these cool designs in quote unquote ugly sweater print, right? You can get like your favorite football team. There's Star Wars themed ugly sweaters. There's, what's the other one I saw that, you know, like you can get them with like dinosaurs on there. You know, I got one that's, it's a sweatshirt, but it's got a print of an ugly sweater on there. You know, now you can get t-shirts with ugly sweater prints on there. It's just amazing to me how, like I said, this, back in like 2007 or 8, something like that, we couldn't find ugly sweaters, and here we are 2018, and it's like a tradition that companies come out with ugly sweater type clothing, and people buy it up. They eat it up every single year. You know, even at the school I teach at, one of the spirit days every single year for winter week is ugly sweater day, and it's just become this huge thing, and I just think it's really, really funny. And so I always joke with my wife that sometimes I'm a hipster because I want to do things and then they blow up just like this. But you know, and then you have other things that have ugly sweater print on them. So there's socks, which socks in itself is another huge thing. You know, like, you gotta have cool socks these days. You know, if I got socks as a kid for Christmas, I probably would have been super bummed. But these days, if I get socks or if my kids get socks, it's like, we're like super happy. 'Cause you gotta have cool socks. And so now they have socks with ugly sweater print on them. You can get ties. You can get full body pajamas. beanies, you know, Santa caps, like anything that you can think of in an ugly sweater type print. And it's crazy to me. But I do love Christmas time. I love being able to wear beanies. I love being able to pull out those Christmas only sweaters, Christmas only ties with, you know, reindeer and Santa on them, and you know, things that you just can't wear any other time of the year except for now. 'Cause it is, Christmas is just a special time, you know. Whether you are religious or not, this time of year is always the best time of year, because Christmas is, you know, just brings out the best in people. And so, right, last week I think I said to comment. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud, comment on the SoundCloud. If not, right, you can always comment on the Instagram, on Twitter, and just leave us your comments about some of the things that you do for Christmas. Like, what are your favorite things to wear? Do you like ugly sweaters? Or are you that person who only wants to wear like t-shirts, but you still have ugly sweater print? Or are you the person who goes above and beyond and makes your own ugly sweater? You know, some of those are amazing. I've seen them with wrapping paper and lights and all kinds of stuff, and it just blows my mind how creative some of these people are that make their own ugly sweaters. I mean, even Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, you know, they make their own ugly sweaters and they give them away every year, and it just it makes me laugh because they're really ugly, but so cool all at the same time. And so leave us a comment again about the things that you like to wear, the things that you do for Christmas. All right, and we'll be right back right after this break.
Hey, it's Leigh with Color Street. If you or anyone you know still polishes your nails with nail polish, I would love to introduce you to Nail Polish Strips. They have no dry time, no smudges, and no streaks. For more information, visit my page at www.mycolorstreet.com/Lil Leigh or add me on Facebook or Instagram under Leigh Miranda.
Hi, it's Lindsay from Framing Frosting. I'm a baker and photographer. If you live in Henderson, Nevada and need a dessert or pictures taken for that special occasion at a reasonable price, email me at framingfrosting@gmail.com. Also, follow me on Instagram at framingfrosting to check out my work.
Welcome back again to the Master Miranda Show. I'm still trying to think of what I really want to call this next segment. You know, it's either going to be like the master moment or master motivation, or maybe master motivational moment, not quite sure. But we posted a picture on our Instagram and the quote said, "The only limit is your mind." And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit more, because I really do feel that sometimes we as human beings limit ourselves. We think a little too much about what other people think, that we end up not living up to our full potential. Right? And so I think that you can be as successful as you want to be if you put your mind to it. Sometimes things don't happen out the way that we want them to, but having that motivation and having that mindset will allow you to be successful. Whether that thing truly pans out for you or not, but it might lead you to something else that allows you to become successful. But again, that doesn't mean that you don't have to put in the effort. Just because I have the mindset that I can be great at something, I still have to put the effort in. You know, like, I think this podcast can be great because I'm all in. I'm putting all my effort into this right now as best as I possibly can. I'm keeping a positive mindset and I'm thinking of ways to continue to push myself and make myself better. And I think that you can do the same thing too. So last week I talked about finding that thing that you love and pursue it, right? If you love it, you're going to have more motivation to do it. And then if you have a positive mindset and you understand that there really is no limit unless you stop yourself, then you can go really far. Right? This podcast may not pan out, but hopefully it leads me to that thing that makes me super successful. Right? What does success look like, though? I think it's different for all of us. It's defined by what we think, right? So whatever you think success is, then it's successful. You know, some people want to have a lot of followers. Some people want to be able to make money. That's not my thought right now. My thought is just that if I can do this and if I can get better every single day, every single week when I put out a show, I think that's pretty successful, right? If I build the following, if this becomes something more, then that's great. But that's not what I'm completely looking for when I think about success, right? So again, the quote was, your only limit is your mind. And so I hope that, again, you find something you love and you have the mindset to push yourself and make yourself better. And so that is my master motivational moment for you. Because in the end, right, this thing is about me mastering the thing that I set out to do, and I hope that you can go out there and master the thing that you want to do and that we can be on this journey together. So until next week, this is Master Miranda signing off. See you guys later. Bye.